Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Much is being said these days about ending birthright citizenship in the United States. And many comments are being made which are perhaps true, partially true, completely false. So there's a lot of confusion when it comes to the legality of the current situation and the contemplated changes. I'd like to speak to you today as an attorney who has practiced law for many, many years, also in areas of constitutional law. And I'd like to, first of all, set the record straight as to what the law says and what it doesn't. The Associated Press wrote on October 30 that Trump said that we are the only country in the world where a person comes in and has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States. Now, that comment was blatantly false. Deutsche Welle wrote on October 31 that the U.S. is one of a number of nations that automatically grant citizenship to those born on their soil, regardless of any other conditions. And along with the United States, 29 other countries bestow automatic citizenship to any individual born within its borders, only excluding the children of foreign diplomats or of enemy forces occupying the country. And amongst those countries are Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Mexico, Pakistan, and quite a few others. Now, other countries are offering what they call conditional birthright citizenship. And these countries include Australia, Colombia, Ireland, France, and Great Britain. Now, it says that Great Britain is considered to be the birthplace of birthright citizenship. They reformed their citizenship criteria in 1983, requiring that at least one parent be legally settled in the UK. Now, let me talk about the 14th Amendment of the American Constitution, the so-called Citizenship Clause. That's what it says. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Now, this amendment was passed by Congress in 1866 during the period of Reconstruction after the Civil War. It was ratified in 1868 by 3/4 of the states. By extending citizenship to those born in the United States, the amendment nullified an 1857 Supreme Court decision which ruled that those descended from slaves could not be citizens. Now, NBC wrote on October 30 that many legal scholars believe the issue was settled by an 1898 decision of the United States Supreme Court. The decision was United States versus Wong Kim Ark. This involved a man born in the United States to Chinese parents who lived here legally. After a trip abroad, Wong Kim Ark was blocked from re-entering the country on the grounds that he was not a citizen. He fought back and he won by a 6-2 vote. The court said that the 14th Amendment applied to virtually everyone born in the United States, except for children of enemies of the U.S. or foreign diplomats, or children born on Native American reservations, which were considered sovereign entities. And nearly 100 years later, in 1982, the Supreme Court used language that seemed to indicate the protection applied to children of illegal immigrants as well. And that was a ruling of Plyler versus Doe. And there, the court said in a footnote that no plausible distinction with respect to 14th Amendment jurisdiction can be drawn between resident aliens whose entry into the United States was lawful and resident aliens whose entry was unlawful. And I also like to add that all 9 justices agreed that the Equal Protection Clause protects legal and illegal aliens alike. And all 9 reached that conclusion precisely because illegal aliens are subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S., no less than legal aliens and U.S. citizens. So the argument now that this clause subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. would apply to illegal aliens is false, has been rejected by the Supreme Court. Now, you might say, well, that was just dicta. It was not a precedent. Maybe so. But all judges agreed at the time that this is how it's supposed to be applied. And most Americans agree. An NBC News Wall Street Journal poll released in September of 2017 found that 65% of Americans believe the U.S. should continue granting citizenship to all children born in the country. Only 30% said it should be changed so children of undocumented immigrants are not automatically granted citizenship. Now, can this new proposal be enforced through executive order? Now, most scholars completely deny that that is possible. Now, there are some who come up with all kinds of ideas as to why that may be possible. In any event, it's going to go through the courts, like we had with the so-called Muslim ban. But even Melania Trump's attorney, who is also representing Melania Trump's parents, was interviewed and said on the news, no, absolutely not, this cannot be done. He said, the situation has been settled. It can only be changed through an amendment. That was his position. Now, some say, well, you don't need to have an amendment. You can do it by legislative changes. Now, some say, well, that's possible. Most feel, no, that's even not possible either. But let us remind ourselves of this. Even if you do a change by federal legislation through Congress, you need the simple majority of the House and the simple majority of the Senate. You're not going to get that, because even many Republicans are against such a change, and all the Democrats would be. And then there's only the third possibility, and that is a change of the Constitution. Now, do you know what's all involved in changing the Constitution? Article 5 of the Constitution prescribes how an amendment can become part of the Constitution. Well, there are two ways. Only one has ever been used. All 27 amendments have been ratified after 2/3 of the House and Senate approve of the approval of the proposal, rather, and send it to the states for a vote. And then 3/4 of the states must affirm the proposed amendment. And the other way would be that states come together, 2/3 of the states come together, and then they propose an amendment, and then the amendment must be approved by 3/4 of the states. Has never happened, won't happen. So, however you slice it, if something is going to be attempted, it's going to end up in front of the Supreme Court for a long, long time. But the crux of the matter runs deeper. Because even though people talking about, well, we are dealing with undocumented illegal aliens who come in and a child is born, many don't want to stop there. Fox News wrote on October 31, critics of birthright citizenship say that the amendment was never intended to apply to children of two non-citizens. So they may be here completely, totally legally, based on visas, green card holders, but they are not American citizens. So their children suddenly, who are born in this country, have no more status. And the next question is that supposed to be applied retroactively? In other words, you're going back. And many say, well, if you make this change, it should be applied retroactively. Tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people would be affected by this. Let's say a child is born here in this country of parents who are here legally, even though they're not United States citizens. Suddenly they would find themselves without any status. They would have no status. You know, they would have to start some cumbersome legal procedure to get some kind of a visa, get some kind of immigration proposal and admittance, maybe a green card, and then after that, they could apply for citizenship. What a logistic nightmare. So this whole idea is just a preposterous idea. But what it is doing, And I'm taking my hat off as an attorney and putting my hat on as an ordained minister. It's dividing the country. This country has been divided as never before. Violence is taking place almost on a daily basis in unparalleled proportions, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse because the Bible tells you so. It's going to be brother against brother. Several years ago, the thought would have been unthinkable that there would be another civil war in this country. That thought is no longer unthinkable today. And the Bible tells us that more and more issues will be raised which will divide the country. Not unify, but divide. And emotions run high. And violence will take place more and more. And the country is being eaten up from the inside. And then the country will be easily overtaken by a power from the outside. And I'm talking about a power which is going to fight and conquer the United States of America in a nuclear war. Because that's what the Bible prophesies. And what we are seeing right now are just certain events which will ultimately lead to that. We have prepared a free booklet, The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord. And let me tell you, the Great Tribulation is just around the corner. And this Great Tribulation talks about the fact that America is going to be destroyed in a nuclear war in a few years from now. And you had better wake up to this fact, because that is a fact. So please read our free booklet and begin to get your act together insofar as your relationship with God is concerned, because only God will be able to help you when these terrible times strike. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.